So the rules that were approved a couple weeks ago, they lay out how much each patient can get in terms of 2.5 ounces every 14 days, which conditions they can qualify to get medical marijuana. But it also lays out the ground rules for how dispensaries, the people who will be selling the pot, how they can go about getting those licenses, and the growing facilities, the people who will be growing it and then giving it to the dispensaries. And because the rules call for limits on how many of those there are 22 growing facilities in the rules and 60 dispensaries in the rules spread around the state. And because there are limits, it's going to be competitive because there's a lot of money going to be involved in this. The rules also call for the companies to have well-financed business plans so that they don't go out of business, proving that they have to have $2 million in a capital to do this, and then they have to pay a $200,000 licensing fee and $25,000 to just to apply, and then $100,000 to renew. So you've got some big money going on, and
because there's going to be a lot of money to be made.
There's going to be a lot of money to be made. It's very obvious. So these companies have been scouting locations for both dispensaries and growing locations, going to cities. Part of the rules say, please put in your application what you're going to do for the city, something to that effect. Like, we'll give part of our profits to the local park district, or we'll build an art center with part of our
Hire
profits.
interns
Yeah.
to help water the plants. No, I'm kidding.
We'll definitely provide, X number of jobs in the community. And so you've got these companies scouting locations, meeting with cities, and trying to kind of build up a portfolio. And what they're doing is bringing in pretty high-powered lobbyists and other political insiders to try and help them get through the process, much like the casino industry, which again had a limited number of licenses, so there's competition. In the
But they
case
got
of
those
one company,
licenses really cheap back then. They just had to be politically connected, if I recall.
They were cheap, and maybe these will prove to be cheap, even though
That's true.
$200,000 as a licensing fee sounds expensive. Maybe it should be $1 million. You don't know.
For how long it'll last in perpetuity at some point.
Yeah. So one of the companies came out, they were in Normal, which I think is a funny place to have a growing center. But they were touting the fact that they had put Terry Gaynor under contract. And if you remember, Terry Gaynor used to be the Illinois State Police director, and then he was the Senate Sergeant at Arms out in Washington, D.C. So, well known in law enforcement
Also
circles.
a police chief
And
out there as well.
yes, he was, yeah, chief of police, and I think he was like a Capitol Police. Yeah. So he has a long history in law enforcement, and they've hired him as a, or they're listing him as a law enforcement consultant or a security consultant to, go over their growing operation, which has to be super high tech, locks and, cameras, and to not only prevent people from getting in, but from workers from, sticking some in their pocket.
And presumably he's making a decent buck off of that. I mean, so much of this really does go back to the money to be made off of it. Presumably, Gaynor is not doing that out of the goodness of his heart. He's going to be making a pretty penny. And it also shows kind of the political savviness and navigating these difficult and regulatory, legislative, but really also very political waters. All right, let's make it look good, have law enforcement put a good face there, but also a connection of somebody that has political connections. And that also, I think, will be a big play as you look at the neighborhoods and, what can be done for them in the various locations. As you're having legislators that say, well, hey, you know, my community, or what about, there's a lot of that that will be brought into things going forward as well.
Well, and yeah. It's no coincidence. It's no coincidence that number of growing facilities is they're based on state police districts, too. So, I mean, there's another connection that, you know, they can point to Gaynor and say, here's a guy who used to head the state police, because the police, I believe, have a significant role in regulating these growing facilities.
Right. Right.
Kurt, I was wondering if you've heard from any of these growing facilities that they're worried about being able to get this $2 million down, because you read in other states where these marijuana businesses, like in Colorado, are having to operate largely in cash because they can't get into the legitimate banking system, because no one's sure if you get a more conservative administration in Washington, suddenly they might decide to crack down on all this marijuana testing and expansion in the states.
I don't think so. I've seen some lists of, you know, company shareholders, or, you know, the first round of people who are investing in some of these companies, and they are very well capitalized people. There was a company that was trying to go for a license in Las Vegas, an Illinois-based company, and all the people on the list, I can't think of their names off the top of my head, were well connected and very wealthy. So if you get 20 of those each putting up, you know, a certain amount of money, I think they can, that's not going to be a worry. And you've got, you know, other names out there too, that other lobbyists that I do know the names of off the top of my head, like Mike McClain, who's working with one company. He's a top lobbyist here in the Capitol, and a very close ally of House Speaker Michael Madigan. And you've got former Governor Jim Edgar's chief of staff, Mark Buzel, who's lobbying for another one of these companies. So it's the big time.
Well, and Kurt is also part of that, because Illinois, how this was framed was that this is going to be one of, you know, the strictest in the nation, that it's not like Colorado. This is medical marijuana. There are very specific diseases, very specific setups in terms of doctor's orders, who it can be used by, and that's perhaps part of why there's so much money to be made in this, because it is so limited and restricted. It's not that anybody can do it. And so you're having less competition by virtue of Illinois setting it up as a restrained program.
I think the bet here is that it'll be legal for everyone, like it is in Colorado.
At some point.
I think they're looking down the road and saying, we'll do this pilot program, just as you say, very strict and limited, for, you know, I think it's for the next 3 years now. And it'll be so great that, and the country is,
and they'll have
changing.
Been on the ground floor. Yeah, and so they'll have that set up and ready to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. They'll be in place, and it'll be just obvious that these are the right guys to do it.